and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, there's a new twist in the row surrounding ex-Labour figure Peter Mandelson. Police want the government to withhold some information in case it hampers their investigation into possible misconduct in a public office. Sir Keir Starmer's accused him of betrayal over the extent of his relationship with paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. But Conservative MP Sir Julian Lewis is calling the PM's judgment into question.
Cannot the minister see that the fact there was any ongoing relationship at all with a man who'd been imprisoned for paedophilia and prostitution, can he not see that that was an impossible position to defend?
A 76-year-old former summer camp leader who sexually assaulted two boys and poisoned others has admitted drugging his wife to make her sleep through his attacks. John Rubin will be sentenced on Friday. An 18-year-old man's been arrested on suspicion of murdering a student in Leicester city centre. The man in his 20s died after being found with stab wounds near De Montfort University yesterday. Glasgow and Aberdeen airports are the latest to increase their drop-off fees. Both will now charge drivers £7 to park for 15 minutes. Seven-time world snooker champion Ronnie O'Sullivan has described John Virgo as a friend he loved spending time with. The former player and broadcaster has died aged 79. Mark Selby, who has won the world title on four occasions, says Virgo will be a big loss to the sport.
He had an iconic voice, didn't he? Very much like Clive Evington, who we lost sadly last year as well. But he was great for the game. I was on junior big break when I was 14. That's the first time I met him. Obviously, he was a little bit before my time, so I'd never seen him as a player, but former UK champion.
And holders Newcastle will have to overturn a 2-0 deficit at Manchester City tonight if they're to keep the EFL Cup in their trophy cabinet. Rangers, meanwhile, have the chance to move within 3 points of Scottish Premiership leaders Hearts with a win against Kilmarnock at Ibrox. That's the latest. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw.
Classic hits.
The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
And we're going to start this week's show with a couple of classic British 80s artists.
Can't
Classic hits.
Red Kite Radio.
Warm welcome to tonight's 80s Rewind. And how are you feeling this Wednesday night? Hopefully pretty good and ready for 2 hours of classic 80s music with me, Simon Jobling, on your Red Kite Radio. And as ever, I'll be giving you information and trivia about the tracks and the artists that we're going to hear from along the way. First up tonight's show was, of course, The Police and So Lonely, which was written by Sting. And he said it was based on Bob Marley's No Woman, No Cry. And he even recycled the lyrics in the verses from an earlier song that he'd written called Last Exit. Now, originally, this was released as the follow-up to Can't Stand Losing You in 1978. But this track didn't chart then, so it was re-released after they'd had their first UK number one, which was Walking on the Moon. And this time, So Lonely would make number 6 in early 1980. And then we followed that up with the Pet Shop Boys and Suburbia, which is written by the duo and inspired by the 1983 film about Los Angeles of the same name, with the bass line inspired by Madonna's hit Into the Groove. Now, the song, the band said about it a bit later that they felt it stopped them being a one-hit wonder, because their follow-up to West End Girls had been released and only crept into the top 20, and they were worried they might never have another big hit. Well, they did, and this one went top 3 in a number of European countries and number 8 here in 1986. But now it's back to the music, and next up, a bit of ZZ Top and Give Me All Your Loving, which was written by the band, and it was the first single released from their hit album Eliminator. Now, that was their 8th album, but only the first to make it to the upper reaches of our album chart. And this, indeed, was their debut single here, too. And it was their equal most successful, made number 10 in 1983.
What you got is awesome.
80s Rewind.
Red Kite Radio.
Classic hits from the 1980s.
Now the reason we're here as man and woman is to love each other, take care of each other. When love walks in the room, everybody stand up. Oh, it's good, good, good. Like Brigitte Bardot. Now look at the people in the streets, in the bars. We are all of us in the gutter. Some of us are looking at the stars. Look round the room. Life is unkind. We fall, but we keep getting up. Over and over and over. Now the reason we're here, every man and every woman, is to help each other, stand by each other. When love walks in the room, everybody stand up.
Pretenders there with Message of Love, which was a track loosely written really by Chrissie Hyde, and she'd put the band together in 1978 after she'd done some work with the Pistols, with the Clash, and had at that time taught no less than Sid Vicious how to play the guitar. Now this track was quite unusual for the band because it was largely put together in the studio when the band turned up for the recording. They just started playing based on the bits that Chrissie had already written, and it made number 11 in 1981. Now we've got a few messages from advertisers coming up, but then we'll be hearing from Midgeur with If I Was, which was co-written by Midge with a guy called Danny Mitchell, who had been a member of the opening band for Ultravox's tour. And Midge was looking through some of Danny's old material. When he found this track, he reworked it because he wanted it to be the first single from his debut solo album. He thought it would differentiate him from Ultravox's earlier work. Well, it did that and a lot more because it ended up topping the chart in 1985.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
At Specsavers Tame, we think your eyes and ears deserve the best. Whether that's the best view of the duck race down the River Tame, the sound of the engines during this year's tractor run, or the spectacular views across the Chilterns. That's why our expert team will make sure your eyes and ears always receive our best care. Whether you need a comprehensive eye test or hearing test, with follow-up advice, you can usually get an appointment in just a couple of days. Book an appointment online at specsavers.co.uk/tame or pop into our store on the High Street today.
For Tame, Haddenham and Monks Risborough.
Red Kite Radio.
classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and Monks Risborough.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
And your wedding bells, you lit the picture of content in the well. But from the onlooking fool who believed your lies, I wish this grave would open up and swallow me alive. The bitterest pill is hard to swallow. But if I can, as he said, call them back in shadows.
Your Red Kite Radio and The Bitterest Pill, which was written by Weller, who'd formed his band back in 1977, and they proceeded to release 18 consecutive top 40 singles, including four number ones, before they broke up just 5 years later. Well, this would be the penultimate single release before that split, kept off the top firstly by Eye of the Tiger, and then by that track, Pass the Duchy. So it was a number two for the Jam in 1982. Now, the Tame Players are holding an open day this very Saturday, the 7th of February, between 10 and 4 p.m., 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. that is. It's a great opportunity to find out what goes on behind the scenes at the theatre and meet some of the highly skilled volunteers behind every show. You'll be able to talk to team members about acting and directing, sound and lighting, set building, costumes and makeup and front of house. Now, if you'd like to find out more, you just need to email wayne.gibson@tameplayers.co.uk. That's wayne.gibson@tameplayers.co.uk. Next up for us, we're going to hear a track where I promise I won't speak over the intro at all, because it is just a bit iconic. Phil Collins and In the Air Tonight. And this was Phil's debut solo single from his debut solo album, Face Value. And this one, well, it's often cited as his signature tune, isn't it, really? And written by Phil as a reaction to the grief he was feeling following the divorce from his first wife. Well, quite a debut it was, really. The album would go to number one, and the single, well, it would only be kept off the top by the posthumous release of John Lennon's Woman, which stopped it hitting the top in 1981.
Love.
The 80s Rewind on Red Kite Radio.
Classic hits from the 1980s.
Thinking long ago when we were young and free, love happened easily, and dreams never die, life's on a pretty song. Now those days are gone, crying, finding comfort in the friends we knew. Now it's just me and you, trying alone. We used to get along.
We used to love. To say, searching to find what we lost along the way. Could it be one day our feelings change? I hope we see it through.
'Cause I just can't stand the thought of life without you. Dreaming, whispers echo on the summer wind, back where the love begins, when nights were so warm, with stars we could wish upon. Now those days are ago when we were young and free, love happened suddenly, and we couldn't see where we were going wrong. Now those days are gone.
Is there with Now Those Days Are Gone, which was unique in their repertoire because it was the only single from the group which had Mike Nolan singing lead vocals. And it was really pretty different from all their previous releases up to this point. It would end up being nominated as well for an Ivor Novello Award, no less. And it followed two number ones that they'd just had, Land of Make Believe and The Camera Never Lies. With this one, Now Those Days Are Gone, getting to number 8 in 1982. Now, we have just a few messages coming up from our advertisers, but then we're straight back with Culture Club and Time Bracket Clock of the Heart. And this was the follow-up to their massive Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? And was written by the band and ended up only being kept off the top of the US chart by Irene Cara's Flashdance. And also, in the UK, it would get to number 3 in late 1982.
Red Kite Radio.
K Kingsey Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsey workshop. Visit kingseyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Some radio stations only play around 500 songs. Some radio stations play around 3,000 songs. Here at Red Kite Radio, we play almost three times as many songs as that. Red Kite Radio. Real local radio with more music variety.
Get the party started every Friday night at 7 p.m. with the Weekend Warm-Up Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From the hottest 90s rave classics to those noughties dance floor bangers, I'll be bringing you the beats that will get you in the mood to hit the weekend hard. Crank up the volume, let loose, and get ready to dance. The Weekend Warm-Up Show is your perfect start to the weekend. So tune in every Friday at 7 p.m. only on Red Kite Radio 107.2.
Classic hits.
107.2.
Red Kite Radio.
You
Kite Radio.
Real local radio.
Super Freak, co-written and sung by Rick James, who was a US singer, writer and producer who had signed for Motown in the 60s. He was jailed a couple of years later by the military for desertion. He had a few bands in the 70s and in the 80s. Well, he was very well known in the States for his wild lifestyle. This song obviously would be heavily sampled by MC Hammer in his huge hit You Can't Touch This a few years later. Rick himself would have quite a lot of US success. This track went top 20, but he never made our top 40. Now, we are approaching the 8 o'clock news on your Red Kite Radio, but do stick with me for hour two of the show. I've got some Sister Sledge, the Specials, and Brian Adams with Tina Turner all coming up in hour two. Before that, two tracks, and the last one for this hour will be Duran Duran and Rio, which was written by the band following an idea from John Taylor about the city of Rio de Janeiro. Although when Simon Le Bon wrote the lyrics, he decided to ignore the city and write it about a girl named Rio instead. Now, the sound at the start of the song was created by Nick Rhodes from the band throwing metal rods onto the strings of a grand piano. And it was Nick Rhodes' very own girlfriend who contributed the laughter on the track too. It got to number 9 in 1982. Just before that, we're going to hear from Cold Cut featuring Lisa Stansfield and People Hold On. And the track was written by Lisa with the Cold Cut duo Matt Black and Jonathan Moore, who are now seen really as one of the first stars of the UK electronic dance scene and also pioneers of sampling. Now, their first success was a remix of a track called Paid in Full, and that is now seen as influential in bringing hip-hop to the UK mainstream. Well, this track would launch Lisa's solo career, get to number 11 in 1989.
People hold on.
Red Kite Radio, real local radio.
Just
7.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.